And mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Once again, we're back with Max Greiner. Max, you are a professional artist doing this program. Why is that?
Well, because God's given me a story to tell, and He's a God that gives His kids stories to tell. And we're all expected to be His witnesses, whether we got the pastor degree or the seminary degrees or whatever. But He gives each one of us a testimony, and we're supposed to share with others what God's done in our life. And so that's why we're here. We just got some God stories, and they're not 2,000-year-old God stories. They're like two-day-old God stories or two-week-old God stories. And that, hopefully, we're doing this show to encourage people that if they need God now, He's available. He's there for them. And that's why we're doing this, is to encourage people to get connected with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, and He'll help you with whatever you got going on in your life today.
Well, we have Miracle of the Week every week, and it's that time again, Max. Share the Miracle of the Week with us, if you please.
Okay. We have some pastors, Keith and Tawna Sanford, that came up to the cross. And let me just read this note that they wrote and they sent us after their experience at the cross. It says, "Hey, Max, God bless you. We met yesterday and wanted to just leave a summary of our experiences at the cross. I prepared for an event there the first week of November with really good traditional Baptist friends of mine, a friend of mine. He brought about 12 of his male leaders for management. We began a corporate prayer. The Holy Ghost fell, and the Baptist preacher approached me and asked me to pray that he might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I laid hands on him, and the Holy Spirit gave him utterance. Over the next 40 minutes or so, half of his men were baptized with the Holy Ghost, And that Baptist preacher was still face flat on the backside of the cross when I left. God moved mightily, and we continued in the presence of the Lord for 2 hours. We left and glorified the Lord all the way back to San Antonio. He took his whole church back to the cross that Sunday, where they had an impartation service, where several of his members were touched by God and filled with the Holy Ghost. We love you, Max, and I'll call you when I get back over there for our baptismal and family outreach service. This is just an example of another person going up there and just expecting maybe to see some artwork and some landscaping, and instead they have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't mind what background you come from and what denomination, what your background is, but he'll meet you there. And if you're open to the Holy Spirit and you'll seek him,
and
he
sometimes
will
even if
himself.
You're not open. I've talked to people that were totally against that concept, and when they left there, you could tell they were smiling.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about if you want to know if they have God, they're smiling, they're happy.
Yep. No, he's a living God, and most people, you know, a lot of religion's dead, unfortunately, today. And it may be even the right name on the church, but if you don't have the life of the Holy Spirit in the church, it can be a pretty boring
thing. It's just a building.
It's just a building. But when you get connected to the power of the Holy Spirit, there ain't nothing
miracles
better than
happen.
That. Miracles happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have our special guest again back this week. Again, why don't you introduce her? And let's talk to her a little bit.
Okay, we have Carol Rothenflew, and this is a beautiful lady and friend that's been our friend for many, many years for Sherry and for me. And she's the wife of Pastor Jack Rothenflew. And today they head the Commission to Every Nation Ministry out of Kerrville that sends missionaries all over the world. And it's really a wonderful mission group. And so she's done the hard stuff of being a pastor's wife. Of course, she had to be married to Jack. And so that's been a challenge. Like Sherry being married to me, that's been a challenge. But God has taken them far and high. And now God's using Carol and Jack to inspire, train, teach, encourage, and impart anointing on hundreds of missionaries that go out across the planet carrying the love of Jesus Christ. And so she's with us here today, and we want to get her perspective on what she's seen happening with us and with Jack, who was one of our trustees, and about this garden that we're building in Kerrville.
Carol, welcome back to the show. You and Jack are longtime friends of the Griners.
Yes, back since about 1992, I believe, and I think Jack met Max before I did, but we have been friends for a long time and have gone through a lot of ups and downs with their life and our life. They have sown into our life on many occasions with prayer and helping us through some situations, and likewise we have prayed for them and stood beside them even in recent years with all of the things going on at the cross.
You have a unique perspective of the garden vision. Do you believe it's from God?
I don't think you could ever say it wasn't from God. There's too many things that have happened that could not have happened without God's hand in the midst of it. From the very onset of getting the property to so many things that the people that God put in Max's path, the way things were built, the way money came in that needed to be in so that there was no debt, right, no debt, that everything was paid up front. Only by the grace of God could that have happened.
I know, because when you start seeing the lands paid for, and, of course, the story where the land was donated and we needed $500,000, and then $500,000 came in, and this money just kept coming in and coming in. It's hard to believe that this is not blessed by God with seeing all these things happening, because these are truly miracles.
They are.
Do you believe they're still happening on the mountain now?
Miracles? Mm-hmm. Every day. Every day. And we've heard some testimonies and continue to have many testimonies of people that meet Jesus when they go up there, and some are not even looking for Jesus when they go up there, But they meet him, and their lives are changed. Healings have happened. Relationships have been restored. People have been moved away from suicidal thoughts. Many things happen, and this goes on daily.
You know, I have people that are friends of mine, and sometimes I have people that I share this with, and some are Christians and some aren't. Some of the Christians are actually some of the ones that challenge me the most about whether or not these miracles, quote-unquote, are fake or imagined. How do you know they're not fake or imagined?
Well, there are just too many testimonies from a variety of people. They're not all churchgoers. They're not all pastors. They're just regular folks. They go up to the cross and just experience God in all kinds of ways, some more dramatic than others. But you can't have that many testimonies over and over and over again and not believe that these are real.
Why is God doing these things now in our time?
Because people need to know about Jesus. They need to know the saving grace of Jesus and how they can have life eternal with him. And I think time is getting short. And God is ramping up things, I believe. And it is important now. It was always important. It's always been important.
But it's really getting more important because things are getting closer to being the end.
Well, we're closer today than
we
were
yesterday. God's saying, hey, I'm going to give you this last opportunity to get on board. If not, you're going to be left behind.
That's right.
So God still speaks, intervenes, and works miracles today?
Yes, absolutely.
Max, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we've just, what Carol's talking about is that we've created a place for God. We've invited God, and we put no limitations on him. We don't hang any church signs. It's not a Baptist place or a Pentecostal place or a Catholic place or a Lutheran place. It's a Jesus place. And so we have not put any limitations on the Holy Spirit. We've asked him to come. He has come, and he is manifesting his presence. And those that have a teachable spirit and an open heart, they can receive amazing things up at that mountain. And they don't have to worry about what people are thinking or whatever. I mean, most of these experiences, probably 60%, happen when no other people are around. It's just them and God on that mountain. And that's what's special and why it's fertile ground for God's miracles. When people want to get serious with God, that's a good place to come.
Carol, you and Jack spent your life serving God. Tell us about that.
Well, when we met, he was in just business, and not too long after that, the Lord really spoke to him and called him into full-time work, full-time pastorate. And I had always been close to the Lord, even as a young child, and it was just a natural progression for us to do this. And so we have served the Lord. We've been married 47 years, and we've served the Lord almost that whole time, and it's been a joy to do that.
How did you meet Jesus and Jack?
Well, I met Jesus when I was a very, very young child. In fact, I don't even remember not knowing Jesus. There wasn't any formal thing. My parents didn't go to church. I did go when I got a little bit older, but I always knew the Lord. He was always my best friend. He was my confidant, and I just had this relationship from as long as I could remember.
How'd you meet Jack?
I met Jack at a bowling alley. We were bowling for Jesus, at a church league, and he bowled on a different team, and we bowled against one another.
I was going to say, who won?
I don't believe I did.
But he won getting you.
Yeah. He promised. He said if I got 3 strikes in a row, he would buy me a blue Cadillac. Being a big man he was at that time. And I did get 3 strikes, and I never saw the Cadillac.
No. Now, has your life been easy? And if so, one way or another, would you change anything?
I don't think I'd change anything. No, it hasn't always been easy because you have trials just like anybody else. You have, but we've had a blessed life, no question. And I think that you go through those trials and you go through the blessings because God is in the midst of it. If he wasn't in the midst of it, it would not have been an easy life.
Do you have any advice for people considering full-time service?
Well, I think you need to be called to it. It's not a job. It's a ministry. It's a life-changing ministry. And if you're not called to it, obviously people wouldn't go into it for the money because that's not the case.
I understand that.
But, you know, if you're called by God and he puts that on your heart, then whatever you do, whether it's in a mission work or a pastorate or evangelistic type work, he's going to be in the midst of, with you, and he'll carry you through the rough times, and he'll bless your socks off in the good times.
Max?
Yeah, those are words of wisdom. And so those of you that think being a church pastor or a priest or whatever, is rector, is an easy deal, think again. It's not. You don't go into it unless God himself calls you. And if he calls you and you have that burning desire, then serve him however he says. But obey God is our advice. And we're all different. We all have different gifts. He's got a different destiny for each one of us. And the deal is to do your destiny. Don't try to do somebody else's destiny. And so ask God to reveal what his destiny is for you, and then obey him. Don't delay and get into it and do what he says.
Speaking of getting involved, if you would like to get involved in the Cross in Kerrville, we'd love to have you. I'd like to talk to you and explain to you some of the opportunities of service. If you'd like to be able to contribute in some way financially, we'd like you to be able to have someone talk to you about that. Max, what's the best way for folks to reach us?
Yeah, you can reach us at the website. I mean, this garden is all free. We don't charge anything, and it's because we receive, freely we give. And so we just want everybody to be blessed by God. But if you want to find out what the garden's about and be blessed right now where you are, just go to your computer and go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org. And you can literally experience the miracles of God while you're on the website. And we have had many people that, as they literally read the website, and all the prayers are on there, all the plaques, all the scriptures, they've been sprinkled with this Shekinah glory to us sitting in front of their computers. And so you don't have to wait to Kerrville to meet the Holy Spirit.
Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's visitor comments.
Hi there. I'd like to share some more with you today. The first one comes from an anonymous person who lives in Carrollton, Texas. It says, Max, my wife and I met you under the cross last Thursday. Your prayers with us have helped us more than you will ever know over the loss of our son, Thomas. We found out later from talking to a friend of his who also lives in Kerrville that Thomas visited the cross often to pray when he felt weak and needed strength to fight off the addiction demon that he struggled with for years. And this one was a very, very tender moment with Max when he shared with these people. So we pray for them constantly and help them in their grief. Congratulations on the dedication of the prayer garden. You have done an incredible job leading people to the cross, obviously overcoming many obstacles along the way. Del Gentry, Pray America, Austin, Texas. Okay. It was an honor to be involved on September 13th with the other tour guide chaplains of the Coming King Foundation. As we ministered to many people throughout the day, I'm positive that God's kingdom advanced and that many were healed. You could see it on the countenance of people's faces. They were touched and changed for the better. All in all, I think Jesus was lifted high. People felt loved on by people, God's people, and in testimonies of those who were and even those who weren't but were prayed for will be coming to light. This is Pastor Ryan Huff in Kerrville, Texas. Oh, and he also happens to work for us. And let's see. Time for one quick one. This is one of the most beautiful places in the world. This place has anointing and peace. I visited more than 40 times and brought over 100 people. It's from Tim Coral from San Antonio, Texas. And they say this is all the time I have, so I'll see you next time, or I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.